Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The machine has this air that it's a air machine. It just pushes air into your face.
Let me get this straight. It's an air machine.
Pushes air into your
that
face.
Pushes air into your
air
face.
Into your face, yeah.
Like an electric fan?
It's got a mask, like an oxygen mask. Okay. Or sometimes a it's a nasal thing.
Pilot.
Or a
fighter pilot.
A fighter pilot.
Yeah.
And,
like Fat
and,
Top
and,
Gun.
And in the case...
Oscar's take.
Who's the gentleman we had on bonus show?
Wasn't it Malibu Island Beauties, something like that?
He knew right away.
Yeah. Anytime, buddy.
I'd have him back on. See if he's made any new improvements.
Yeah, yeah. Like 2020 models.
That's right. We want to make sure we are at the front of technology.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If we scrambled the jets, ladies and gentlemen, our fighters would be ready to get into the air. I came in a little late today, and we were putting everything together quickly. But even in that brief time, I know we've got a phenomenal show for you.
Oh, yes.
Because there's a lot of good stuff. And there's really, really good stuff when it comes to Rob Spiewak, because I want to talk to Rob Spiewak about something he has been promoting all week long. Is this Las Vegas or pre or post Vegas when you got back, when you wanted to talk about the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
I actually went to Popeyes and got it the day I returned, that Ooh, Monday. That
there
Monday.
You go.
And it all was right. Good enough that I returned yesterday.
Oh, now hold on. Now before we get started, now see, that's you're jumping ahead. You're skipping
Well,
ahead
no, but there, here's so. The deal, because I needed there was a tie-breaking issue.
Really?
Yes, because there's two kinds of chicken sandwiches.
Well, the thing about Popeyes is that, can someone enlighten me a little bit, because I haven't followed it that closely, the actual deal with Popeyes and all
You're
this
a fake
stuff
fatty,
going on.
You're a fake fatty, first of all. Wait. Shame on you. You're a fake fatty.
I'm a fatty. Fake fatty, but yeah. Not... fatty.
Every fatty in America knows these Popeyes chicken sandwiches are to die for. Literally, someone got stabbed and killed in Maryland for... a Popeyes chicken sandwich.
They revealed them. I believe their debut was August.
I feel like it's an artificial demand at this point where...
No, I think the demand is real. I think the supply is what they fudged.
No, I'm sorry. Artificial supply.
Yeah.
Because they said it sold out roughly 2 months ago. So then...
So and that's then, where and then the urgency was created.
Yes.
Yeah, but the fact is that the sellout ploy, I think... followed the fact when they realized they really had something
a
good
hit.
On their hands. And then they wanted to
double
down. Do you
think their chicken
down.
And their fries were popular, or even their rice?
Their red beans
the
and rice. That's the best. Absolutely.
Well, the sandwich changed the game.
Yeah, but the thing is, it was fake urgency, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
It was phony urgency.
I asked a friend that works for Chick-fil-A, like corporate, and I said, hey, man, how do you run out of chicken?
Hey, man.
He said, don't call me, it's Sunday.
And he said... And he said, I got to be honest with you, here at corporate, we think it's a fake supply issue because they want to keep what it was, the uproar or like the furor throughout the holiday season.
This is a good sandwich? Yeah.
Yeah, this is einen good sandwich.
So why did you wait so long if it was?
Well, it hadn't been back
you're
that
a true
long.
Fatty.
I am a true fatty.
Mike's a fake fatty.
It hadn't been back that long.
No, I'm a real fatty. Trust me. Thank you, Halo Top Salted Caramel, for making me feel like I'm doing something.
That's healthy. A light ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a fake ice cream.
Is it made of non-dairy creamer?
I don't know if it's non-dairy. Okay, stop.
Halo Top sounds like something Popeyes. Light.
It does. Right, very good. Sounds like something dissatisfying.
Yeah, it's like...
Sounds like something with a bad mouth feel.
If you're looking for something special, the Halo Top Salted Caramel is a go-to, as I told my wife last night. But as far as the chicken sandwiches are concerned...
I'm so hungry.
They create this urgency by saying that they're
sold
out. Where does that start? Because in fast food, where they kill 3 million chickens...
All we have is chickens in this country.
Mike, more
put
like
them in a freezer.
More like slow food, am I right?
I mean, but it's just... There's no such thing as a...
a supply and demand issue when it comes to fast food. It's always there.
They created this
issue. It was a bun issue, and I was like, well, there's weed everywhere.
And we as Americans, we bought in and we ate it up. And we were all very excited when it came back. And there was countdown
signs. How long have you been wanting to do this?
Since
you saw the news story?
Since it debuted, I wanted to try it. And then,
so
you know,
read about it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever actively drive by one and be like, I wonder if it's open?
I went through with the Leesburg one and tried to order, even though there was a sign that said, we don't have a chicken sandwich. I said, and I'll have one chicken sandwich, please.
What compelled you in your research, in your deep dives? Because obviously you did.
Yes.
You read a lot about this sandwich. You bought into the hype.
What compelled
you most about the Sammy?
I had seen a lot of very positive online reviews. And also, it said there was one review.
Anyone you'd like to name by any individuals giving a personal recommendation for that sandwich?
No, I don't believe anything. I think it was just stuff that I'd seen.
So the initials TA were not involved in it at all?
No, I don't believe
TP.
By the way, great picture of Rob and Tripp hugging on stage. Because Tripp loves the show. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He's a big supporter. But he is a Rob model.
Know this.
He loves Rob Spiewak.
I remember that hug, and I let go first.
Really?
Yes. He wanted it to last. And why wouldn't he? But nobody particular that I can recall.
First.
But the thing that I remember, one review says, the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, mind you, is a good chicken sandwich, although I don't like the organization. It's a good chicken
sandwich. How
dare you? Well, I'm not sure I like their political stance, and I don't like that they're open on Sunday.
Good for you, Rob. Good for you.
Well, they said they. I'd like to see the paperwork on that.
They let go of that like this week.
I know, but I think maybe they're a little.
No, they still do that.
And also the fact that.
They said they're going for, they're fighting what? Homelessness?
Okay, good. They're fighting homelessness. Doesn't stop the fact that they also screwed up the parking lot at the Costco in Leesburg either.
That's like, remember when you came to me and said keep it in your pants?
Yeah.
Politically.
Yeah.
You know, we really try to keep it in your pants.
You didn't
politically.
Do it at all. That's the next week.
I've done it for the whole.
He's done very well.
Done it for the whole administration.
He's done very well.
I mean, I make an occasional. I could come in here every day. You know that.
Hey, Pound Bone.
I could come in here every day.
He could do worse.
I could do worse. I could come
in
here. I could come in here every single day.
You could.
And yesterday, by the way, yesterday is a
day. Big day.
That I spent some time watching.
Big day.
And it's just.
Isn't it great? What a fun show.
Well, no. What it is to me is just, are you kidding me?
Oh, I know.
This is a debate. We're debating this? Yeah, we're debating this because there's truth and then there's BS.
Is it weird that I don't like the shtick?
What shtick?
Like from everyone, from the...
Oh, when they try to keep it light.
Yeah, when they're like, oh, laughing, or I'm like, what the f*** is going on here?
Language.
Excuse me. What's going on here?
I just find the whole thing to be, it seems to be that, well, the very latest today. You know what? Real quick. We'll get back to your sandwich.
Take five. All right.
Right, Pony?
But the latest breaking news story, if I can say one thing.
Pony loves
and
this.
You know what? This is more comedy. And Pony.
Please.
Matthew.
Yes, sir.
You're going to love this. Okay. I don't know. You probably didn't hear it.
His teeth are showing,
I heard it,
Mike.
Right before airtime, Pony, that the Republican National Committee purchased $100,000 worth of Donald Jr.'s book Triggered to make sure that it got on the New York Times bestseller
list. Oh, my goodness.
Come on. I'm just sitting there going, yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
And then that, right? Right?
Right.
I mean, good. And
really?
That's not, and no one's going to,
really?
No one's going to blink. No one is going
to blink
at that, because that is what we got.
Why can't we get someone to buy open mic?
You're here.
Yeah. For 100K. Get us on a list.
Second printing.
Yeah, second printing.
Nobody,
that was paid back from the beginning.
Nobody on that team will blink.
No.
They won't care.
No.
It will not matter at all.
Why doesn't the list put like a little asterisk, like steroids, right next
asterisk.
To it?
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Not asterisk.
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 Risk. Like
there's
risk.
It's a very difficult one. A lot of people have trouble with that one, so you're not alone.
But a lot of people say pizza right.
Asterisk. Oh, it hurts my mouth.
Back to your chicken sandwich.
Okay,
thank you.
Throw that funny.
Was it spicy or regular?
That made me I unhinged my jaw today. Yes, spicy or regular.
So there are two varieties, but someone said online that a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is like it was lovingly prepared for you in a restaurant.
Oh, look at that.
And that the Popeye's chicken sandwich was made by your mother. And I said, huh, that's nice.
Rude. I
can relate to that.
Yeah. Where's my you know, Tom Hanks guy? What do you mean? You didn't buy into that, did you?
Well, you know what? I said, I'm not going to go see the Tom Hanks movie, but I am going to buy this sandwich. So let's see. So,
okay. By the way, I mean, and just positive reviews, I'm with you.
Can I, okay. Can I tip in here? And I don't want to read
ahead. Because you got it a long time
ago. I got it. The first weekend it was out, I got it.
Right.
So I'll give you, but I understand where you're coming from. The hype was so, like, you were excited to eat the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. So I go
with
through.
With all due respect to you, and you know I love you. You know I do, okay?
Asterisk.
With all due respect to you, on this show,
yes,
you're not the guy I want to hear from on this particular subject. You're just not. Now, listen, I appreciate the pop culture.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that you know that you want to see the movies when they first come out, that you want to see that, and so you're all over it because it's like you're the guy that would always come in prepared on the show to talk about the it thing of
I'm
the
scared
day.
Of
but
missing
when it
out.
Comes when I got a guy sitting here
Scomo.
That when it comes to the world of food, a man who in a few days will be diving in to the TMOS kitchens to make the Rob Spiewak fruitcakes for our listeners. And a man who I know knows his way around a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about chicken sandwiches, this is the guy I'm going to.
I'm going to step back.
So I flew back from Las Vegas on the red eye, as you know, Sunday into Monday.
Are you hangry?
I was because I got about 90 minutes of sleep, came in, did some stuff here at the village.
Yeah.
Drove home. We have a.
We couldn't tell this week.
Really? Thank you. I think we've all done great. So we go home, and there is a Popeyes in Leesburg that I have patronized in the past. And I say, you know what? I'm hungry.
By the
enough.
Way, if you want to know what Rob was like when he was holding court at the downtown Grand Hotel, there's a movie that you want to rent.
Oh, good. Okay? What is
it? It's called Animal House. And with the way Rob positioned his body and the way he looked like in the scene, this is a very obscure reference to Animal House, but everybody's seen it. Niedermeyer, when the two frat members are walking by the Omega House, and Niedermeyer is holding court with his cigarette lighter.
Yeah,
that was Holder, Rob holding court at the downtown Grand. Yeah,
precisely.
I'm telling my father. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I text my son. I say, "Would you like a Popeye's chicken sandwich?"
Look at that.
Because he's had one already. He said, "Yes, spicy. That's the best one."
Then the police came,
and then the police came and took me away. So I pull in, and because it's early in the afternoon, there's no line.
Oh, fantastic!
Pull right up to the drive-thru, and I say, two spicy chicken sandwiches and one regular chicken sandwich because I can't let it go without comparing them against each other. So I'm going to eat two. I'm hungry enough for two.
Yeah.
And so.
Do you usually order two?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. But today, especially because it's a research project, going to the science fair. The obesity science
There's
fair.
A little dean in there. Going to the science fair.
Hey man, we're gonna go away. Hey, what's your hypothesis?
I've been in that place before. You justify the purchase.
So I go through, and you know what? It's reasonably priced. I think it's under $4.
It's so. I was shocked.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes like a much more expensive sandwich. So I get my bag, and I'm in the car. And if you think for a minute I'm waiting to get home to eat this, you are sorely mistaken.
No way.
So I pull forward, and they've got a spray-painted spot that says 1 and 2 where they ask you to pull forward when you have to wait. Of course, I didn't have to wait. There was no. So I park in 1 just for a sec.
So you're parking in the waiting area where they
just to get
they
situated. And I pull out the first bag, and it's spicy. It's got the bag. It's like a foil bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like the presentation. And it's a foil bag, and it says regular or spicy. It's ticked spicy. It's, aha! I shall
eat the foil
bag
they steal from Chick-fil-A to keep the sandwich hot.
Exactly. And so I take out spicy.
So hungry.
And it's wrapped in paper within the bag, almost like, I believe In-N-Out Burger does it this way.
Doesn't it feel like a present?
It does.
It does.
It's like Santa
Let's
Claus.
See if I've got this straight. They have a foil pouch.
Yes.
And inside the foil pouch is is the chicken sandwich. And by the way, disc jockeys across the country, we know we're late to the party. So F you fat ass DJs.
We've been working.
We've been busy, but that we're getting to
busy
it,
bees.
And we'll do it better.
So,
all right, and now you're making me want it.
The sandwich is wrapped sort of like two-thirds, yeah. You know, like in a wax paper.
Ready to go.
Like a handle.
Kind of like the old-fashioned burger.
Yes.
Where they wrap the half the sandwich seat, making it immediately able to eat. Oh, that's lovely.
The roll,
I want it now.
The roll is great. It is a nice, it feels, they call it a brioche roll, but to me it tastes more like a potato roll. There's a little bit more heft to it. It's a good roll. The chicken filet.
We don't have any Popeyes down here.
Really?
Yeah, too diverse.
I would think, well, with your older clientele, the fried chicken people would be catering to, because senior citizens love fried chicken.
Oh, Chick-fil-A at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, literally, literally around the restaurant.
Sure,
with cars.
Sure.
Yeah, so you got the chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. You've opened up the spicy.
I look at the actual filet. It is a nice sized filet, and here's the deal. It's cooked a little darker than a Chick-fil-A filet is. It's like a little crispier. I think the breading is a little heavier. And mm-hmm. so when I bite into it, it has an excellent, excellent crisp. It is really good and very juicy.
Mouthfeel, as they say in the business.
Now, this is the thing. Because it's spicy, it has a small smear of a spicy mayonnaise, like a Cajun mm-hmm. mayonnaise, which plays excellent with, I counted, 3 dill pickles.
Okay.
And altogether, the presentation is so perfect. And the front burn on the spiciness is exactly right, because I didn't even have a beverage. It's just exactly right. The thing is a thing of beauty. And it is.
And that's the spicy one.
That's the spicy one. So by the time I get to Route 15, which divides Leesburg in two, I'm ready to try the regular. And I unwrap that. And that's also good.
Wait, what about sharing a meal with your son?
By the time you get to Route 15.
Exactly.
What about sharing a meal with your son?
He gets one when I get home. I was hungry.
Yeah, remember he called his son, said, do you want one? He's getting his spicy and his regular. Is your regular going to make it home after you eat your spicy?
No, as I said, I'm unwrapping it by the time I get to Route 15. That's the crossroad.
Because the heroin buzz won't go if you wait, because then if you wait more than like 15, 20 minutes, then you will get that satisfaction feeling of feeling full, which I think is just horrible.
And
fat people hate that.
Well,
you got to eat the dozen donuts in the food orgy in the first 10 minutes. You're not going to be able to eat them all.
There's nothing that will slow you down than feeling full. That's just, you got to lose the urgency.
You want to have the kick.
I didn't want the receptors to tell my brain, hey, slow down.
I would feel guilty not sharing a meal with a family member.
No, you wouldn't. So
to break bread at the table or something like that?
I'll give you an example. When I order for Shannon or food or anything like that, or even for my parents.
You fix her a plate of chicken and grapes?
No, sometimes I'll leave and I'll say, do you want me to pick you up something from bread soda or something?
Yes,
and
I'd like some berries and a nut.
She says.
And a Brazil nut.
I would like 3 alfalfa sprouts and a cashew.
She says no. I order anyways because I know that she's just saying no.
Right.
And then I go and I was like, look,
I do that with Carla.
Yeah, we sit down and we eat together.
Not my deal. So I'm at the stoplight.
No, the O'Mara family, I got carry out the other night from the Vietnamese restaurant.
Yes.
And Carla, I said, do you want anything? No, I'm fine. And then I ordered her those lettuce wrapped summer rolls.
Lettuce wraps.
And, you know, it was met with great satisfaction and love and happiness.
Lovely little Thursday.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, you were saying.
So the mild or the regular is identical save for the sauce. And it still has the same breading on the chicken, which is excellent.
Oh, I thought it was a different breading.
No, I think it's the same breading. To my mouth, it was the same bread. And it was good, but that extra spice is what makes it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be sure, yesterday on the way home, I stopped in and now there's a line because it's 5:30. And there was probably a 25-minute wait.
Yeah.
But by the time you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah.
So I'm just listening to a podcast. How many
did you get?
I just got one.
Oh, look at you.
But I will say that the second indulgence is every bit as good. My initial thought was exactly right. Breading, chicken, spice, pickle, bread, all of it perfect. But here's the big takeaway from yesterday.
Here's the rub.
No, here's the rob. The thing is, I have never ordered a hot apple pie at Popeyes before. Now, do you remember back, Mike, in about 1991, 1992, McDonald's stopped frying their apple pies and started baking them because it was a health concern? Mm-hmm. Guess what? Popeyes is still frying them.
Oh, my God.
It's sensational.
That is a beautiful thing.
So the pie made it as far as Costco, but not home.
That's wonderful.
So my review of Popeye's, two thumbs up. Spicy
it's worth
chicken
the wait.
It was actually worth the wait. It is excellent. And Popeye's.
Damn, Daniel.
Open on Sunday.
Yeah, they're open on
In
Sunday.
Your face, yeah, Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
I just tried to order it from, what is it, Postmates?
Sure.
Sold out.
Really?
Chicken sandwich sold out.
Hmm. They can't guarantee it. I cannot guarantee. You have to take this one in your own hands. How about the pie? You try for the pie?
There's a like a chocolate fudge.
I saw they had a chocolate bourbon pie. Yeah. I don't know about that. And don't fry it.
Has anybody else in this room had the actual sandwich? Maddie, are you a fatty?
No, not that kind.
I'm a foodie, but not a fatty.
Okay, not a fatty.
No cheese
are
on
you
that.
You're not a fast foodie, are you?
No, I haven't had fast food.
You just don't look
years,
like you're a fast foodie.
Years. Like years.
Did you just say you haven't had fast food in years? You are a 20-something.
I know,
what
but
the hell's
I,
wrong?
My palate is too refined.
Well, you grew up in a way where you could just call down to the kitchen.
Right.
And they,
yeah,
they would bring it. Yeah, ring the bell. A shark sandwich and a spicy penne.
Gold
spoon.
Silver spoon.
Madeline. Yes. Madeline, I must ask. So what is a decadent food moment for you? Like on the weekend, say on Sunday when my wife likes to eat badly. What is a decadent food experience for you?
I think like a really heavy pasta and like a rich
what was
sauce.
What was that hazelnut thing you were trying to sell?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's called the Ninsola. So in New York City, there is a Italian kind of market called Eataly. And there was also one in Vegas. So I went to the one in Vegas, and it's sectioned off by desserts, pastas, meats, cheeses.
Buffet?
No, it's not a buffet, but it's like a market. But then they have section seating. So it's like a restaurant all in one. And so this dessert that I was talking to everybody about is called the Ninsola. And it is like a
Ninsola.
Exactly.
It's such a good thing. What's a Ninsola?
Mike, it's in Steve Wynn's property, the Coronary.
I'm so, Steve Wynn.
It's like a layered kind of bomb, and the bottom layer is kind of cakey and chocolatey, and then it's filled with a hazelnut mousse, and then topped with hazelnuts. Then it's all topped in chocolate with an additional chocolate drizzle over it, and you get the crunch from the hazelnuts and the sweet silky
this
mousse covered in chocolate. It is to die for.
You're a gourmet.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. She knows your stuff.
She does.
Yeah.
You know, I have one thing to say.
Did anyone talk to you?
You know what? This is important, Rob.
All right. We'll see about that.
Do you remember when we went on the corporate retreat? Who brought an entire bucket of Nutella?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Just Nutella.
Just in case?
Yeah, that's your fatty moment.
What in case we got stuck on the bridge?
Well, I don't know.
Who brought that? Maddie brought that along?
Yes. Maybe we were making s'mores. I don't know.
Nutella would be lousy for s'mores. We get all runny.
Well, I ate it in a bowl with a spoon.
So Nutella is a thing for you.
I love Nutella. Chocolate and hazelnut is one of the best combinations.
I mean, it really is. I mean, and by the way, it really is just gooey chocolate.
That's
it is.
It's fantastic.
I mean, do you sense the hazelnut in a jar of Nutella? I never do.
Oh, totally. And
I do. I can tell.
Really?
It's there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got a different. It gives it. What is that? Umami. That.
Yeah. Umami.
Umami. It's got sort of an extra little texture to the flavor.
Umami.
Oh, mommy.
There's a lot of that in Vegas.
Yeah, there is.
Umami. But that's only if you went to Merle's room.
Oh dear.
But it you know, Nutella is a very special thing.
Put it on vanilla ice cream, Mike.
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose it would work.
Most like excellent.
Like hot fat. Can you heat Nutella and pour,
I don't
and
think you should because
it
of its high oil content. It would probably separate if you heated it. Yeah.
Or catch on fire.
But what we do is, what are those fabulous thin pretzels that you get at Costco? You know what I mean? So are they snack time? Is that
what
called?
Know what you mean. They're tiny rods that are very thin.
They're little pretzel thins. They're
Ooh.
In the shape of a pretzel, but they're pretzel thin.
Yeah. Oh, they're like chips. So, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Maddie, do you like the chocolate salt combination thing?
Absolutely. Sweet and salty. Right. Got to have it.
Yeah, sweet and salty. An absolute go-to snack and is a salted caramel, not salted caramel. What am I talking? I'm back on the Halo top.
Yeah, baby.
Salty pretzels, those thin pretzels.
Yeah,
and then a little bowl of
a
Nutella,
dollop.
And
yes.
you dip the Nutella, you know, on the pretzel.
And if you don't have that on hand, a good substitution that's also sweet and salty is a Hershey bar with a slice of ham.
Thank you. What is our running time? I blew it.
We're at 23 minutes.
Mike.
And
6,000 calories. What is wrong with my clocks today?
What do you mean?
What?
Why are they? You said 23 minutes?
Yeah. you not start?
Totally confused. I am just, I'm wondering whether there's something wrong with my clocks.
Well, I will say this, that the food conversation sang. Like it blew by.
I started my clock at the same time you do, and it says 10.
Is it moving now?
Yeah.
Mm. No, we're 23
16,
in.
16, yeah. 17,
roughly 8,000 calories.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on. All right, I got to lose weight. Start the goddamn show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. My first Thanksgiving in the house, I was going to host it. I never hosted Thanksgiving. I was going to have it catered. I wanted it to be done really nice. They said, no, you always take us to restaurants. We're going to cater it for you. We'll bring the food. There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to. Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us, tell me there are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. Tell me this is like the Cornish game hen of turkeys. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips. People bring stuff to your house. You want to be nice, gracious. How do you like my turnips? I don't think you're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on them. And nothing sucks with butter on them. Turnips are a horrible vegetable, and they show up during the holidays. Mm-hmm. What is with the turnip? First of all, you can't cook it. Can't cut it with any knife in the kitchen. You have to bounce it off the concrete for an hour to soften it up. Then you have to boil it for 8 hours. If it's that difficult, the turnip doesn't want to be eaten. Turnips are a root vegetable. They grow in the ground. That means at the beginning of the world, God made the turnip and said, no. It just didn't come out right. Gabriel, try this. You don't like it either, huh? I was gonna put it on a tree, but you know what? I'll bury it and they won't find it. Yeah, well, some idiot dug it up and brought it to my house for Thanksgiving.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and this is the boss. We are coming to you from the borough of Hohokus, New Jersey, Barrington, Rhode Island. Well, we're not coming to you from there. We're going to there.
We can come through there.
We're listened to in the borough of Hohokus. Oh, whenever I see that road sign when I'm going up north, yeah. Hohokus. Welcome. For some reason, it sounds Irish to me.
It does.
But it's not. Hohokus, New Jersey. Barrington, Rhode Island. Not familiar with that town, even though I grew up next door. Mesa, Arizona. Lutherville, Maryland. Know that town. Abilene, Texas. Never been there. Know that, too. Hobart, Australia. I'd love to go to Australia someday, but I'm not sure I will. And we're grateful to everybody around the
sound
world.
Sound like Shepard Smith. Yeah, but I might.
Yeah. Jenny's new album, I'm Not Having a Job. The show today brought to you by Zappos. Let's hear it for Zappos.
Woo!
They made our 10th anniversary in Las Vegas fantastic. We love them. Our buddy Derek and the Zappos family, they're the best people out there. Great to work with. Great culture at that company. 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. I'm doing my Shep Smith again.
I love it.
Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Our partnership is built on listener support. So, whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com, Shep Smith and everybody knows there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good.
But I will.
Looking good like Shep Smith, everybody.
Shep, you enjoying retirement?
Man, do I love my retirement. I really, really, really do. Well, we've made it through the week almost.
Almost.
And what a week it was. This for those of you that have never traveled to Sin City, Lost Wages, Nevada, let me just say, if you are there for over a weekend, over 2 days, if you're there for one more day than
49 hours,
you must prepare yourself to deal with the after effects.
Yeah.
Because the adrenaline begins to flow in Las Vegas. And if you're working out there, it's even worse because the adrenaline is flowing 10 times more because you're trying to please everybody. And it's exciting. And there's gambling. And there's, by the way, there's a tremendous, you might find this interesting, there's a tremendous amount of sin out there Las Vegas, Nevada. With the Ubering around that I did, going from my hotel on the Strip to the downtown area of Las Vegas, I got to see a lot. And then driving out to Moondoggies to see Jimmy on
Sunday.
Can
you put Moondoggies in some sort of geographical perspective? Where is it in the town?
Nope.
Okie doke.
Moving on.
I can't do it because I just don't know where I was.
All right.
I mean, it was closer to my hotel than it was to downtown.
Okay.
But it was out in the flatlands. In the valley.
Out of holes in the desert.
In that sprawl of Las Vegas. And by the way, back when a casino was even filmed, Las Vegas was less traveled than it is today. It's one of the fastest growing metropolitan areas in the United States.
It's still surreal, though, because I had to get a ride out to Men's Warehouse to get something for the show. And once you get outside of the general gambling areas, like your Fremont Streets of Old Town or on the Strip, and you go
to... What did you have to get at Men's Warehouse?
I did not pack suspenders.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Of all the places in Las Vegas you could go, Men's Warehouse?
That's where they sell suspenders, Oscar.
I mean...
Well, they sell suspenders in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I knew they would have them there. And it was close to the place where we were picking up the cake. Okay. So anyway.
You know, the only reason your brother and I stopped when you do that is because I had to get something for the show. And we just, that immediately stops everything because we get curious.
You're going to love the way you look.
If I don't wear suspenders, my pants fall down, and then it's a very different kind of show.
I would venture to say I saw your pants on Friday night. I didn't think they'd fall down for
anything. They were loose.
Oh, no. They could have been. Have you ever picked up like a greasy bean and squeezed it and it shoots? That's where the pants were at.
So in other words, once they got below the stomach,
that's right. It would have
they'd
been
travel in a very fast way down to the
ankles. To the moon.
Is there sizes for suspenders?
No, there's one size fit all. Mm-hmm.
Really?
But they are adjustable.
It's been a long time since I've worn.
Well, I haven't bought them in years, so it was stupid that I did not pack them. Anyway, get outside of the touristy areas, and you see like a strip mall. The thing that really blew my mind, you'd see like...
I could name those suspenders in three chicken sandwiches.
That's right, and the buttons were working hard.
Isn't it funny, though, that he bought suspenders and a cake?
Isn't it funny that you said spenders?
You said spenders.
You have no control of your mouth.
I said it. The gate's too tight.
We're gonna make it.
I know we are. But you go to like a strip mall and they have like a T-Mobile store and a nail place, and then it just says casino, and it's like in a strip mall.
What I noticed as someone who, within our relationships, has enjoyed a visit to a nightclub featuring gentlemen's entertainment.
Ooh, yes,
as
of
someone
course,
who within our life, not recently, not in recent memory,
been a while,
but somebody who enjoys the art form, but not really that might be the one where I'm kind of into the whole age appropriate behavior thing.
Agreed.
And I think really there's not really I don't want to make people sad because I know so many people will be.
Pony cheer
but
up.
That is something where that time I believe unless you get me full of alcohol, throw me into a cab with a group of guys or something like that. That time has probably passed me by. I remember the guys my age when I was at American University that I'd see in those joints, and I thought it was gross.
Yeah.
I thought it was disgusting. Not that I'm not a being that appreciates men, women getting together.
Form.
I truly do. But I must say that it's unbecoming for a man of my age to be in a joint. So I've shied away from it. And I will tell you something. I still notice them. And I noticed them from the outside of the car. And I have never, ever seen more than... they're popping up like weeds out there. I've never seen more of them.
May I share something?
Yes, please do.
So I think like briefly, one of the meet and greets, we met a couple that had gone to one of these clubs for someone's birthday outside of our show.
Uh-huh. So many strip joints and, in Las Vegas, my God.
And, only one Men's Warehouse.
And this wonderful lady, and she was roughly in her 30s.
Okay.
She was saying that she was a birthday present for her husband, like the trip, and they went to a strip club, and they had a good time. And she's saying, you know, they actually, like, let you touch them. By the dancers. And I'm like, yeah, they let girls do that all the time. No. They encouraged my husband to touch them. I didn't know you could touch the dancers out here. Now, off the record, Schmosker Fantana knows that that's something that happens. But my wife is looking at me because my friend Schmosker's bachelor party was out there.
Right.
And
I forgot about
and
that.
And let's say that this couple went to the Crazy Horse and they were giving detail of like, oh, like they're beautiful and just over the top. And my wife's looking at me. I was like, we went to Spirit and Rhino. I didn't see that there. I didn't see that. We should have gone to Crazy Horse.
There's Crazy Horse. That's the one we drove by. What's it called? The Spearmint
Rhino.
Like one of the famous ones,
10
right?
10 out of 10.
Take a moment and consider that name. It's really disgusting.
They will let you check the produce?
I've heard. Like, it's encouraged. Like, they're like, oh, you can touch. And I'm like, I mean, Schmosker Fantana was like,
wow.
Well, you know, when I check for melons, I always go by smell.
And my brother's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I feel like this is some sort of stink.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is not what I'm used to.
Do they let you do that thing when you're on a pontoon boat? On the pontoon.
Not that I know. Maybe in the back room, Mike, but my friends are so cheap, we never made it back there.
Well, all I know, I mean, there were big, there was one that was the size it looked like of a whole warehouse building.
Yeah, that might have been
that Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah, the Rhino, what really huge. Will get you is when you see the, oh, like if maybe Schmosker was like, well, we run out of cash. Maybe he needs to get his own cash now because my friends are cheap.
Sure.
And I went.
You keep saying this.
Yes, because I went back there. A bachelor should never go for cash.
I agree.
I went for cash. And it was like a
I went to one. Years ago,
yes.
When we got tickets to the fights from HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. When WJFK yeah. would be promoting HBO.
HBO
I think the statute of limitation is over. Yeah, right?
HBO used to really treat us very well.
Yeah. And we'd go out there, and I'm like, well, what's face value? He said, oh, wow. Well, what's the but you could sell them in the lobby. I said, well, what could I sell them for? And the guy gives me a number. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Well, I watch Oscar De La Hoya on TV.
And it was so easy. You could go into like Caesars, like the Forum at Caesars, yeah. and just pat yeah. your pocket.
So you sold and went to the Rhino?
At 11 a.m.
Wow.
That's
like not the Rhino. I don't know where we went.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell
yeah.
you where
yeah,
we
yeah,
went.
Yeah.
We went. That was our thing. Yeah. We were there. We hung out.
That's
that
great.
That was it. That was a
during
long.
During the day, is it the same
long,
caliber of dancers? No,
there's not the same volume.
Oh, okay,
I don't care
gotcha.
About caliber. I care about volume, well, the caliber, volume,
the,
volume.
The caliber of volume. The dancer, that's how they got the name of the club.
Yeah, so, it was a long day with many, many alcoholic beverages.
Sure.
Mean, I popped for everything. We had all this cash.
Yeah, it was like free money.
Yeah.
It was so great.
I was
great.
Younger.
Yeah.
I was younger. I was more interested in other things than gambling.
$20.
So, I mean, it was truly spectacular.
What was the ATM fee? I remember that.
It was
You're
amazing.
Kidding.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
$20. Oh, no.
Boop, 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 and I said, eh.
Not much different in a casino.
Really?
You know, to be yeah. honest. Well, no, it's like $6.95 or, you know, more than it should be. They
yeah.
steal.
Triple, double.
They steal.
In the end.
And by the way, you know, a friend of mine was trying to get an advance on his credit card, and that's an even bigger ripoff.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I do
he
remember.
He reached his limit on his ATM card.
Oh, no.
And I said, you really want to pay $69 for that? You
oh,
really want
no.
to do that? And he looked at him, and I, you know, he looked at me, and he said, yes, I do.
Yeah, I do you. Remember, Mike, one
oh,
trip
no.
back. I think it might have been Reno when we were greeted by our wives at the gate, and both of us had maxed out our card.
Yeah.
And we really yep. looked. We were like, hope you have money for parking, honey.
Yeah,
because
really,
it ain't coming from us.
To, really, we get to get the groceries next week. I don't know how you make it happen. Do something. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I have a funny road rage moment that was directed at me. I didn't direct it at the other person, and you know, driving the beast, as I like to call it, my super deluxe fast car down here in Southwest Florida, where I love everybody. We'll take a break and come right back, everybody.
asked and we listened. Addy. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. It's time to create furniture that matches your own fearless style. With Joybird's endless options to customize, the days of settling for something that isn't quite you are over. It doesn't matter if you crave muted beige or muted. Hot pink. If you can dream it, Joybird can build it. Joybird offers a range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options so that your creations can stand the test of time and the wrath of your furry friends and toddlers. Plus, free fabric swatch kits are available to let you see and touch all the fabrics, and our free personnel design consultants, or personal design consultants,
personnel,
will help you go from inspiration to creation. Quality handcrafted furniture and a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can help you make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. Now, the Mike O'Mara Show records every day at our home base of Podcast Village in Washington, D.C. Over the last many, many months, Oscar Santana has been very closely involved with a wonderful, wonderful project. And a project that, by the way, I think we need in these times more anything.
Absolutely.
Right now. He has been involved with the Bush family to create a podcast that is designed around the legacy of the 41st president. And, you know, I think many of us that may not have known much about George H.W. Bush became aware during the funeral services after his passing. Just how revered the man was.
Yes.
And how many people loved him. And the family, this is a love letter to the president, mm-hmm. and his wife, Barbara, with a podcast that has launched this week. And I know, Oscar, you wanted to say a few words about
Please.
It. It's a very, very special project, and I know you're excited about it.
So we've talked about on the show here that this Endeavor Podcast Village
right.
and our work with it with not just the team here, but with all our clients is really has transformed the way that we produce shows. Mm-hmm. And this podcast is called All the Best. It's from the George and Barbara Bush Foundation. It's not about politics. It's about a legacy of service, as Mike just said, from George and Barbara Bush. And it's not just a love letter to what we believe in, if I can get political at this point, what we want our presidential office to be, what it can be, what you remember it could have been. But it's about family. And it's not just about their family. I got to tell you that Rob has worked extensively on this project. Pony, Maddie, everyone on the show has touched this program. And to see it come to life, Mike, and to hear it and to see people's reactions, as I would say 2 weeks ago, I was at the Institute for Peace and right. I presented the show to the family and the board of the foundation.
I got to interrupt.
Yes.
What was it like to look at the family of two ex-presidents and to hit play and to watch them hear this project come to life? Because we watched it, you know, brick by brick.
Yes.
So I think we were a little jaded to it because we watched it come from ashes into something. Mm-hmm. They saw it spring fully formed. What was that like?
Thank you for asking that, Mike.
And then I want to get into the nuts and
yes.
bolts of it. I want to know.
Yes.
I want to tell our listeners.
Yes.
What type of show it is.
Yes.
If you can do that at a certain point.
I will. I will. Thank you.
All right.
The presentation was something. I was nervous.
Yeah.
Like I had practiced, like I would in business school, like how you present something. I remember for the first, we got there at roughly 7 a.m.
Right.
The meeting started at 9. We got there to run.
So he can be on time.
To run through. yeah. To run through the
things he cares about.
Right. Please.
I go.
To
joke.
Run through
right.
the make sure that all the AV was working perfectly
sure.
before anybody arrived. And what I did not account for is the people sitting at that table, and this is just I guess you get this with practice, and is that they all, everyone there, whether it was family, friends, assistants,
right?
They all knew them. Like I've never met.
Yeah, the common
George
factor.
Or Herbert Walker Bush,
right?
The 41st president or the first lady, Barbara Bush. I never met, but they all knew them. So when you saw the response to the what was a preview of what was coming, and some teared up,
yeah,
it was. You knew you had hit not just a grand slam, but we had created something that was of the caliber and the legacy that they deserved.
Without giving it all away,
yes.
What type of content is going to be on there? And first of all, is this an audio and video podcast?
It's just audio.
Just audio.
Just audio. You can find it on Apple Podcasts.
So this is very similar. Look, we have a video element to our show,
yes.
Which is very well received. But we have always felt that we are primarily an audio podcast.
Radio guys. Yeah.
You know, when you're listening in the car, when you're working out,
there are video elements to the promotion, but this is just primarily audio.
What would people all the best?
Yes,
George and Barbara Bush.
Yes.
What can people expect? What kind of content are they going to hear?
The content is okay, and I'll lay it out this way. Every episode starts with a letter that was written to the family member or the friend.
I didn't realize that, again, because it was never really covered in his presidency.
A letter from either George
president or Barbara to the
that was sent to someone.
Sent to the person for the subject matter that is at play.
Within his inner circle, George Herbert Walker Bush was known as one of the most prolific letter writers of our time.
A lost art.
And people have saved these letters. And the podcast episodes open cold with the recipient reading the letter, the words of the president as written to them. It's really, really special. It's so neat.
And then it goes on and the person is the subject.
Interview.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I mean, just wonderful, exciting.
Dealing with history.
And a great honor.
A true honor. And
well, it's great. And how many episodes are available right now?
So right now, three episodes have dropped at one time. You have Doro Bush, daughter of the 41st president, sister of the 43rd president, Neil Bush, and we've got Marvin Bush. The 43rd president is in the queue coming up. I have to tell you that, as I mentioned earlier, it's not political. It's about family. It's about service. It's reflections of what was a different time. And
if I can just jump in.
Beautiful.
And it's not about self.
No.
It's not about self-interest.
No. It's
really
almost
about
anti-self.
Doing for others.
Yes.
It really is.
It's anti-self. One of the things that was compelling to me about the 41st president was he was a fierce competitor.
Oh, yeah.
There was nobody more competitive. The whole family was competitive, like these first families of America. Competitive. But he was raised, as I was raised, by, maybe you can call it generational.
Maybe.
Where you'd beat the stuffing out of your opponent, but then you'd reach down and you'd help him back up. And you would win with grace.
Yes.
And service was so important because these are guys that, it meant something. It really, really meant something. And, he walked the walk. And I look forward to hearing this podcast because I think it's really going to be something that is instructive, not only to people that want to look at what certain presidents did and first ladies did, but it's instructive perhaps on how to live one's life. When you want to realize, my mom, who said to me, when you volunteer, you get so much more than you give. It sounds like a simple thing to say, but she lived it. She walked the walk, and it extended her life and improved the quality of her life. And when you're doing that, that's the thing here. What keeps us chugging along doing what we do when we go out to Las Vegas is not partying and going gambling and doing a live silly show, is having conversations with people that say, you got me through a difficult time.
That's what matters.
That's another mile down the road for me every single time I hear that from somebody, because that to me means that the purpose of what I'm doing is giving people something good. That's what it's all about. And I'm 60 years old. I think I've gotten a lot of wisdom over the years. I've made a ton of mistakes. But at the end of the day, that is what you go to bed with. And that's, by the way, when you're blowing spit bubbles and they're standing around your hospital bed, that's the thing that matters most. What you did for others, how you impacted others. And they're all about that. And I know they've been about that, and you've been amazed by this family.
Oh, yeah.
And how they behave.
The grace, yep. The class, the culture.
Class.
It really, for me, and also a nod for you audiophiles out there, really, when you hear, so Brad Paisley was kind enough to
country artist
sign off and donate the rights for one of his hits for the open of the show. Mm-hmm. And our boy, Rob Spiewak, made it sing for an open of a show.
Very sweet. Thank
when
you.
When you hear that, we went through multiple iterations where we were dealing with the record label, we're dealing with the publishing rights, everything was taken care of. And at the last minute, I would say week before, we're like, this is a little too long right now. We have to make it sing so we can get right into the episode after the letter.
Yeah.
And Rob said, I think I got it. And I walked in and I, you know, Mike, you know when we hear a home run.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're like, only this guy, this big melon, the mind with a spicy chicken sandwich.
He's very
can
kind.
Figure this out.
But how thrilling is it, you know, really just as a DJ, that's, you know, all we are. We're just DJs. When
right.
they send you this information, they say, this will give you access to the George Herbert Walker Bush archive. Help yourself to any sound files you need. And I'm like,
oh, I can't wait. And that's is that the opening or
yeah.
the closing?
Both.
That's
it's
the opening.
Both. It's both.
But I mean, they've got like
wait to hear it.
Raw footage.
I want to run. I want to stop this show and go hear it right now.
Amazing awesome. Raw footage of Barbara Bush addressing graduating classes and visiting kids in hospitals and his debates. Oh my God, it's just a wealth of stuff. And to be able to use it and marry it and sort of advance the project, it
not
was so
political,
thrilling.
By the way.
Not political.
That's
at
not
all.
Political.
Not at all.
But a lifetime in politics
yes,
and
yes.
someone who fought all the battles in politics and made the mistakes in politics
yes.
and did all that. And they're aware of that.
And they talk about them.
Yeah.
They don't, there's no whitewashing here. It really
you know
is.
What you know what I see now with this divisive world we live in?
Yes.
I see a lack of self-awareness. That's what I think. 100%. That is something that is just constantly a theme. And it's on both sides of the aisle, but you see it a lot. And you see it with people that talk about politics, you know, and that's the thing that these people had self-awareness. They knew what they owed people. They knew how to do it. And I can't wait. Tell people once again, give
okay.
it one last plug.
Look,
tell them how to get
if you're
it.
Out there,
we want a ton of our listeners to check
please,
that out
please.
This weekend.
It's all the best. Type that in. You will see the cover photo. It'll be George and Barbara Bush.
Yep.
It's from the George and Barbara Bush Foundation. And all we ask is that you subscribe like we have in the past. 5-star review.
Which will be easy because you're going to love it.
That really. And do it now.
Please.
It counts
with their
right
permission,
now. Please.
If you can, over
yes.
the weekend. Ask them if we could get a clip and maybe play
yeah.
a clip on Monday's show. I'd
100%.
Love to do that.
100%.
I didn't want to do that today, but I did want to promote the show and make sure that it does well. And I'm proud of you guys and proud
really,
of everybody
really
at Charlie break. Bernie and Podcast Village and all the best.
It's a thrill.
And it really is
it's a thrill.
All the best.
So fun.
And man, do we need it. Timing is everything.
Yes.
You can't ask for better timing, and I hope it gets national attention and national publicity for what it is. This project from the very beginning, when Oscar talked to me about it, just sounds absolutely amazing. So it's all the best. Check it out, and you can get it everywhere you get podcasts. We will come back after this shining moment. It's time for Carl right back in the gutter.
Nice.
And I'll talk about a guy that looked really like a Hank Williams Jr. doppelganger.
Oh, nice.
Laying some significant road rage on me when we come back on the Mike O'Meara.
TMOS Live 2019 was an unforgettable weekend with two great shows, the sights and sounds of Las Vegas, along with plenty of laughs and great times. And as we all settle back into reality, the fans have something they want to say.
This is Brian Hightower from Wichita, Kansas, and I just want to say thank you for a wonderful, fabulous, fine weekend.
I'm Shelley Whaley from Spokane, Washington, and this is the best weekend I've had in 100 years, and I'm only 50.
This is Dirk Mastrick from Spokane, Washington.
Hi.
And I just want to say to everybody out there, if you weren't here, you missed it, baby.
Hi, Carla.
Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and Katie for putting together one sensational weekend for us. Here's to 10 great years. And for 10 more to come. Not sure how I
got it, not a dollar. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Quip, the makers of the Quip electric toothbrush, want you to know one simple fact. If you have good habits, you're good.
That means
to be good. Why am I doing all the commercials like Shepard Smith?
You know, that copy does lend itself to Shep's voice.
That means to be good, you need to brush for 2 minutes. Twice a day. And floss regularly. And that's it. That's all. Quip makes that simple with their electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide you to a full clean. And the Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use the perfect amount every time. Plus, Quip delivers a fresh brush head.
Every time, it's evolving,
is it? It's like getting better
it's
as
so
I
go. It's so good.
It's so perfect.
Plus, Quip delivers a fresh brush head, floss, and a toothpaste refill to your door every 3 months with free shipping. So your routine is always right, and that makes you good. Join over 3 million healthy mouths to get Quip today, starting at $25. If you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you'll get your first refill free.
Free?
That's your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. Spelled GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Quip, the good habits company.
Quip.
And we thank you, Quip.
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 Quip. So, I'm going to my breathing doctor yesterday. My CPAP. CPAP, for those of you that are not
healthy.
Fat and old and unhealthy, is a machine that when you have sleep apnea and you snore and you stop breathing, that is actually a fact, Jack. And so the snoring will sound something. I'll do that first, and then I'll explain what the CPAP does. So the snoring goes something like this. You're going. And that's what sleep. That is my best description of sleep apnea. Okay?
Perfect. It should be on the Wikipedia page. It's great.
Snore, 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 and then stop, and then and it's terrible. It's a scary thing.
You die a few times a night.
The machine has this air that it's a air machine. It just pushes air into your face.
Let me get this straight. It's an air machine.
That pushes air into your face. Yeah.
Like an electric fan?
It's got a mask, like an oxygen mask. Okay. Or sometimes it's a nasal thing. Or a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
And,
like Fat
and,
Top Gun.
And in the case of mine, it starts, it's automatic. So the less you breathe, the more it forces air into your face.
It senses.
Makes sense? Hope
yes.
so.
Yes.
The more you breathe.
I got the new one, and the new one's forcing too much air into my face, and it woke me up a bunch of times.
So I have to talk to my.
How is it regulated?
That's what I'm curious about.
When Nevada
slow your breathing, when you slow your breathing down, it senses that, and it increases the air pressure coming out of the CPAP machine.
So your new machine,
yeah,
it's too powerful.
Well, it's not that it's too powerful because it's the same amount of air. It's just set to what the old machine was set to, and that was too hard. So I got to call him and get that done.
What he has is his face machine is a Dodge Challenger, and he's pushing the pedal too hard. He doesn't always need to go 55 miles an hour.
Yes.
He could be nice at 35.
By the way, when I got fitted for this thing yesterday, he said, now, a lot of people like to start with more. They can't even fit. I said, no, I'm not one of those guys. He said, yeah, I noticed your sleep apnea is not that severe. I said, no, it's not, and I don't like the intense air. I just like to have a little bit. I like to have it there if I need it, but I don't want it. I said, oh, well, there was a lady in there the other day. I said, okay, well, was she 800 pounds? Yeah, she was 800 pounds, and she wants it to be because she chooses not to breathe because she's lazy.
Yeah, she was great in Gilbert Grape.
Thank you. Anyway, so I'm on my way there, and I am late. I am
late
because I love golf so bad that I wanted to take part of my day and hit a few golf balls. I only had a half an hour to do that, and I said, I'll improve my speed by throwing them in the back of the car, driving over to Cocoonville, and loading them back in the car, and then I'll be on the road instead of having to come back here and get them, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That's my life. But I'm late. I'm running late, and I get out, and I realized that I'm going in the wrong direction, and I got to make a big box because it was not in the part of town I thought it was in. Mm. So I'm on a main drag, and I'm between an HVAC air conditioning truck. I think it was Aztec, which is a company down here, that he's in the right lane, and he's going slow because that's, you know, he's in a work truck.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Then to the left of him is, it's actually a new SUV. I think it's referred to as the Acura Hole.
Oh, I love it.
Mm,
okay, and it's
on
the left hand
side.
And he is in front of me, and he knows that I'm going fast. I'm not really tailgating, but he sees me coming up on him fast, and you know the move where you know he is slowing down on purpose.
Of course.
He is slowing down, and I am in a hurry, and I'm like, okay, all right, dude, you want to play that game? You want to have that fun? Fine. Here I am. So I'm just in back of him, and I'm not tailgating, but I'm realizing he knows that I want to get around him, and he's slowing down on purpose. And it's a dick move, and it's down. You see it down here a lot from old men because they're just angry jerk-offs, okay? They really are. So finally, unbeknownst to me, the HVAC guy has a right turn where I didn't expect it would be a right turn. Given me an opening.
Hey,
and
perfect.
And I use the full force of the Dodge midlife crisis
horsepower
to blast by him, and I go by. So, and then we go up a few, about a half a mile, and there's a light. And I'm going in the left-hand turn lane because I got to get to my place.
Right.
And he comes up, and I hear, and he looks up at me. For those of you that don't have the video podcast, this is nonverbal.
All right.
My window's rolled up and his window's rolled up. And Hank Williams Jr. looks over at me and he looks at the light and he goes, "A light." Ah! and he pantomimes his head back and goes, "Take a look. You didn't make the light." And I mean, I'm just saying.
Who has time for that?
An angry, bitter jerk off that just wanted to ruin someone else's day.
Subsisting on something that really isn't that disappointing.
But here's the thing. His reaction to me was so unexpected that I thought it was a guy like greeting me, "Hey, you're going fast."
Yeah.
So my reaction to him, which probably disappointed him, I went, "Thank you."
Yes, that's
because I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know until after the fact, and then he was on his merry way. That's a quick break. We got to come back, and we got to take.
You showed him.
Yeah, I sure did. God,
how's your
you
face?
If you want to know why I DGH, what do you mean my face?
I mean, you got the adjustment yesterday, so was last night better with the face?
The new machine?
Yeah,
it sucked.
Okay,
thank you very much. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Am I a break ahead or something?
No, we're
like
coming
that?
Back with Oscar's break.
Okay,
Oscar's break.
Oscar's break. Oscar's take.
Oscar's break.
That's right.
Very good. All right, we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a cornerstone next, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Very good. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tadia Bedje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. I have talked to you about the golden period that they talk about at Cornerstone, where the interest rates, mortgage rates, are below 4%. And at the same time, the unemployment rate is also below 4%, and that's a golden period. And I have decided to take advantage of my friends at Cornerstone and get some help. I would like to say hi to not Joel Rogers, but Joe Rogers down there at Cornerstone. Yes. I would like to say hi to my point person at Cornerstone, Joanna, who is working her way through my situation
came
right
to the
now.
Show on Saturday.
Yeah, had a blast.
And realizing that my number one answer to questions she asked me is, I don't know. I don't know.
Is
and
there a senior in, executive
they're
suite?
So patient.
I really don't know. She's got to be patient with me. Do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know this term? No, I don't. And she is phenomenal, and she's going to do the work for me, and I'm very, very happy. And they're great. Cornerstone is the best to take advantage of the golden period right now, where you can get a refi, you can get a mortgage. They are your financial people to deal with. Rates are record lows, and with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, this golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Joe Rogers is nice, too. 202-625-1221. And check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, finally, your boy has an opportunity to deal with these great people, and they are so pleasant to deal with, and they make it easy, and they're doing it for me. They've already helped me a lot.
So Mike calls me, and this is like, was that service with a smile, Mike?
Yeah, Oscar. Bing, bang, boom.
I
Oscar
walked
makes
downstairs.
The call.
I walked downstairs. I said, and Mark had just walked out.
Yeah.
And I said, Joe, Mr. O'Mara might be in the market. And he said, I'll pass this to Mark so Mark can handle it directly. I said, no. He's expecting a call right now.
Right now.
Well, he sent me over to Joanna. And,
you're good to go.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
They're all great people down there. Love
very,
them.
Very, very exciting about it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day is only... We never got to your thing. Is that okay?
We can do it in the bonus.
All right. Oh, we'll do it in the bonus, or we can do it Monday.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. Ready to go.
The American Farm Bureau's Federation just pulled out its annual study on how much it should cost to serve Thanksgiving dinner, Oscar.
Oh, Oscar's
and,
too.
I'd like to know what stores they're shopping at. According to the study, it should only cost you $48.91 to serve 10 people at Thanksgiving. That's up a whopping 1 cent from last year. So what can you buy for that money? Their dinner includes a 16-pound turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, milk, and coffee. If you want to add ham,
milk,
russet potatoes, and green beans to your dinner, that adds another $13.41 to the overall cost, taking your dinner up to $62.32.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Uncle Bill. Another glass of milk.
Gentlemen, this is fake news.
Bill Sheehan.
Fake news. I don't know if we were lucky or my mom just made it happen, but I remember going to Giant with her.
Yeah.
And that, like, we were lucky if we walked out of there with, I would say, less than $150, but more than $100. And, like, Thanksgiving, I think every year becomes more expensive. Like, if you get desserts alone.
Yeah.
Like, a pie, to get two pies, forget about it.
Yeah.
You're, like, the $30 point price point at the moment. Yeah. And if you don't reserve your turkey or your honey-baked ham, it's over.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're also pricing, like, some sort of generic frozen turkey that's, like, 29 cents a pound that tastes garbagey. You need
and
to
if
go,
you want
you
a specialty item, as I've found, if you want a specialty item, a really specialty item online to order it, you got to go through hoops and pay extra for that now.
Of course.
And which is expecting us. That's how much it's costing us to get our Popeye's chicken sandwich.
and for my mom, who loves to say el pavo, el pavo, el pavo, el pavo, el pavo, el pavo, which is the turkey. She was...
that's what is turkey in Spanish?
El pavo.
El pavo?
That
el
means
pavo.
The turkey.
Yeah, the turkey. The turkey. El pavo, el pavo. That's all you hear.
More milk, Mike.
And then she tells you when you wake up roughly 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's when the parade starts.
And then she says, el pavo, el pavo, el pavo, el pavo, el pavo, el pavo. Because she's reminding you she woke up at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m.
to
start
deal with
el
bird.
Pavo. Yes.
Right. By the way, there's a lot of people that will be cooking for the first time. If you have bought a frozen turkey and it's not in your refrigerator by tomorrow night, you're screwed. Don't forget to thaw your turkey.
Thaw your turkey.
Thaw your turkey. El pavo.
Thaw your el pavo. Then the musicians arrive at Oscar's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Well, the musician singular, El Cabong. Just wanted to say.
What is this big guitar? This big Los Lobos guitar?
You're listening to Oscar.
Take El Pablo.
Oscar, the sad news for you and a lot of people around the country.
Sad.
The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is no more. At least not this year.
Someone check on my father.
It doesn't sound like it's coming back anytime soon. Victoria's Secret's parent company. Oh, by the way, this is my HBS photo impression.
Please.
Okay.
He just heard the news.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not coming back. The show has generated controversy over the past few years for being sexist, anti-feminist. It didn't help that last year it brought in the lowest ratings since it started airing on TV in 2001. I never watched it. And I would watch it if I knew where it was. They didn't promote it the right way.
Well, I didn't watch it when I stopped competing. That's what ruined it for me.
Yeah. You looked great with those angel wings, though.
Thank you very much. The fog.
Very nice.
Or milk.
As far as the, I guess, the lore of Victoria's Secret overall, I think for the, and this is not because I'm sexist or I'm getting older. I feel like that taboo-ness of having a lingerie show on, I would say, network television has completely fallen off. It's not a big deal.
You're right.
Not a big deal.
Lingerie is lingerie. If you want to find it, you want to buy it, you get it. But it's not like, oh my God, I can't believe it's on television.
Yeah.
It's, it's over.
Right. I would have an idea that would improve that.
Which is that?
I'll discuss it in the bonus show
because
I can't do it here. You're listening to Oscar's
Take.
It's funny. I won't forget it either. A new survey found the average person can only go 3 hours and 54 minutes with their family before they need a break. And only 25% of us can be with them for long stretches of time without going nuts. 95% of people, Oscar, did agree, though, that spending time with family around the holidays is important to them. Here are five more stats. 40% of people who are staying with family this year said it's stressful. The top reasons we stay with family are to spend quality time with them because we enjoy it and because it's cheaper or more convenient than a hotel. 30% said they'd enjoy the holidays more if they didn't stay with family and they'd all get along better too. 22% said they worked for a radio information service that decided if they put out surveys with percentages, they didn't have to write any material
because
they're lazy f***s.
And they wrote it in February.
The venue is everything, people. The venue is everything. Everybody's coming to Thanksgiving for the Santana family Thanksgiving. And that's from Los Angeles and Boston. The whole clan's coming.
How many warm bodies?
I would say roughly 12.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
We're all looking forward to Christmas because Thanksgiving is going to be tight. Mm-hmm. Christmas is going to be in Los Angeles. At my sister's house.
It's Oscar Santana's Christmas in Los Angeles.
Tennis courts.
Yeah.
And I said, should we move Thanksgiving to your house in Los Angeles? And she said, it's not ready yet. And I said, I'll go and sleep on the floor.
On the tennis court.
I'll sleep on a tennis court, a net, anything. So what I know is going to happen, and this is a sad, is everybody said, let's go to Georgetown. And then they're all going to come in the house. And my
What is your sister's husband's name again?
Costa.
So we please tell those kids, you know, it's time to settle.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to settle.
I agree.
Down. All
right. Agreed.
I mean, really, how many times can we go Orlando, Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, Orlando? Come on now.
I have a mnemonic device to remember his brother-in-law's name.
What's that?
His house costs a lot.
Costa.
And my niece will walk in and look at my house and say, why is your house so small?
They'll say, where's the rest of it?
I'm waiting for it.
I'm waiting for it.
And you say, thank you, Regita. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what's the deal, Oscar, with Pete Davidson? We all want to know.
Yeah,
in the new issue, this makes me want to barf. In the new issue of Paper Magazine, he said, quote, when I'm in a relationship, I treat the person I'm with like a princess. I try and go as above and beyond as possible because that's what you're supposed to do. If you're in a relationship with someone, you're just supposed to make that person feel as special as possible. He added, quote, I love licking faces. They tried to ask him about Ariana Grande. But he said he's not interested in making public statements about his relationships. And all he would say was, quote, I hope she's well. Hope she's very, very happy. Okay,
Mike,
Pete.
You know, I'm in love and I'm happy to be alive with my beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. And we're all lucky in this room. We've all outkicked our
coverage.
If I was dating Ariana Grande and then subsequently Kate Beckinsale, I'd love licking faces as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
thank
he's,
you.
He's better than Kyle Mooney.
Yeah, that's true. He is. And now finally on Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Horny middle-aged women in the UK, desperate to find their dream person, are forking out up to £15,000 for their own customized sex dolls.
Mm.
Both homosexual and heterosexual women, some of whom are married and have kids, are among a new wave of customers enjoying the sex robots. Sex robot.
Hey, robot.
Sex robot. That's according to the industry. Phil Bass. Hello. He's managing director of the Dollhouse, one of UK's most popular sex doll retailers. He says, there was a flourish when I started the business, but then there was a lull after around 1 year or so. Then it became popular again, and now what I've come across is a lot of female interest, especially this past year. It's not the stereotypical lonely old man anymore as such. They only make up around 10% of my customers. Now, I would say around a quarter of my customers are women who want a female doll. Mm. That's the last story on Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Who's the gentleman we had on the bonus show?
Wasn't it Malibu Island Beauties, something like that?
He knew right away.
Yeah. Anytime, buddy.
I'd have him back on. See if he's made any you know, new improvements.
Yeah, yeah. Like 2020 models.
That's right. We want to make sure we are at the front of technology.
I used to be freaked out by these dolls and these robots.
Yeah.
And then we had that gentleman from Malibu.
I'm going to get the right name because I don't think I got it right.
Paradise. There's something Paradise.
Something. It's very nice, whatever it is.
Paradise Nights.
Paradise Island.
I think it does have to do with Island.
Right? As Rob looks at... I will take.
Hey, this is nice. I just opened Instagram and it says, did you just try to log in from Nyagpik Jayatagnia, Indonesia? No, this
Thank
wasn't
you.
Me.
You've been hacked.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Let me say this.
Sorry.
These dolls were completely foreign to me. They were something weird. I would judge people if they had them. We used to call them real dolls. And then that gentleman came in and that beauty sat on my lap and I said, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I could see in a pinch if you're like the ponies of the world, like this is what you need. This is companionship.
Yeah. Ladies need them too.
Yeah. God bless.
Amen.
God
in
bless.
The UK. Hello. All right. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, it's the final audio vault of the weekend right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, whoa.
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 Hey.
Hey, how's it going, my TMOS friends? This is your boy, Tomo. You probably haven't heard from me in a while because I've been deplatformed. I've been censored. Yeah, that's what happens when you love this country. They just cancel culture. Yo, well, the good news is TMOS is still spreading the message that the mainstream media wants to hear. Today's show is brought to you by foodprepper.darknet. They may have deplatformed us, but you still need to eat. All right. Well, if you need me, I'll be down in Florida in my bunker. Yo.
Thank you, Todd. How interesting.
It is odd.
That's Todd's alter ego. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. The weekend is here. Just look at your calendar, jackass. You'll see I'm right. We must... why must you question me about facts?
God.
What you going to do? Apple picking, croquet, visit the ex, or maybe stay at home and smell your fingers? Wrong! Even if you have a French bulldog. What you need is a distraction. So lose the PJs. Put on some jeans and a pair of hard shoes and shove in your earbuds and crank up the TMOS bonus show.
Do it.
It's a commercial-free, no-holes-barred sixth episode of TMOS. We want you to enjoy it. Walk among the living and laugh. Ha 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 ha. Get it all. Makes a wonderful holiday gift. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Conveniently and formally located at the intersection of Lee Highway and Nutley Street, it's an F and S. Wait a minute.
What?
AT apostrophe S, F and C.
Yeah,
what is that?
AT and F
C. Oh, AT's F and C.
Yeah, I'm keeping
that's,
it hip.
That's like Arthur Treacher's
fish and chips. That's
you
the
were in your own
it.
Little world there.
Yeah, okay.
AT's. Jesus Christ.
Just keeping it
it's
hip,
a
Mike.
Great stop at lunchtime, dinner time, any time. Because food tastes better when its mascot is Merv Griffin's sidekick. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, down to 7 locations as of 2019. Stop in, dine, and then. Your brains out. Now back to Make Me Laugh, starring Bobby Vann, already in progress. Yes, sorry. And now let's open up the audio vault. Where is, come on, get over here. That's what you want to do.
Come on.
There, now hit the thing. There you Thank go. You. Rob Spiewak, audio vault.
Chips or French fries? That's crazy, right?
It's craziness. Are you crazy?
Arthur Treacher? God, how about that?
Really? AT's FNC.
FNC, man.
Right, yes.
Do they have a chicken sandwich there?
No.
Wow.
I can answer that with definitiveness.
regular.
Been a while, Mike, since we've had a Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the week.
Ah.
This one is from Canada. And this lady needs a ride real bad. So she calls 911.
I'm supposed to have a trip to Union Station. The ride that was supposed to show up for me this morning did not. And I don't know how you guys work with services in terms of that, because I'm in a taxi right now, but it's not going to get me to the station on time for my train to board at 9:45.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're in a taxi cab and you think you're going to be late for your train ride at Union Station?
Yeah.
And so what would you like an officer to do?
Do you guys offer emergency ride services?
An emergency ride service.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you guys operate.
Well, I can assure you we don't do that.
My apologies.
Okay, so you can call a cab or get in the cab and go to your appointment. Okay? You're welcome. Okay. Bye.
I don't know how you handle those emergency rides where a cop picks you up and turns on the siren and gets you to the train.
Get me to the train on time.
How does that work? How does that work?
God. I just don't get it.
I know.
Where have they lived? Have they ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How would they know? I mean, I don't get
it. I love that the way she plays it. I don't know how you work this.
Yeah.
But I need a cop to drive me to my train.
By the way, kudos to me at the end of this long week, after the long week before,
yes,
where I give a nice Charlie and Harrigan comment. Like, I just don't get it.
Well, Charlie is 50. I'm 49.
Brown, Herb Harrigan.
Mike, I hope you brought some explosives because it's the first Christmas parody record of the holiday season.
Ooh.
Getting ready for Black Friday.
Balls for a Black Friday score. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Doorbusters, you'll bust a jaw for. Fa-la-la-la-la.
It was called Wreck the Malls.
Oh.
Funny, right?
No one's going to a mall anymore.
Okay. You're right.
Was it a DJ or was it somebody just on a service? Or something?
I think it trickled to me through the service.
Was it a service? Could it have been a service that actually gives a lot of surveys?
They do a lot of survey percentages.
Do you think it was that service?
Mike, 32% thought it was funny.
Guaranteed.
But you see, Oscar brings up a good point. A lot of people are now shopping virtually via the internet. Mm-hmm. And there is a wonderful sale that you should know about for the Black Friday coming up.
Ooh.
This is a gift that I think most anyone would like.
Choosing the right companion is essential. Someone who's there with you every step of the way to share the good moments and to give you a hand in the bad ones. Because with us, you know that at the end of the day, there will always be a familiar face waiting to take care of you. So you can take care of yourself. Pornhub Life Plan, the premium membership that lasts forever.
This Black Friday, you can buy a lifetime Pornhub membership for $300.
Won't do
Oscar?
It. Won't do it.
$300 and you're done.
No. No, it's not healthy.
All right.
Yeah.
I won't do it until they start spelling.
I'm past it.
They got to spell hub with two B's.
Now, Pony.
Then I'm in.
Get on it.
Yeah,
Pony, what do you think?
Oh, that's way too much money. Jesus.
Yeah, but imagine that. I mean, all the way like into your 70s.
He just, yeah, winked at me. He's like,
yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
That's right. I've never seen an icon worn out on a computer screen, but the one that says anime, it's just done. And I close with this classic tape.
Get it right.
This is a warning. This is a warning, folks. Christmas trees are going to be really expensive this year because we've had two dry summers on the East Coast, and Pennsylvania and North Carolina are the two biggest states for growing Christmas trees. Mm. So if you've ever been on the bubble about going artificial, this might be the year to do it because they're going to be really expensive. But remember, you can always get a good deal if you hold the line.
Christmas only comes once a year. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, well, how much?
I'll knock off $2 because I can see you're a man who knows his tree.
This isn't one of those trees that all the needles falls off, is it?
No, that's some balsams.
You know, Zudoff just found one of those brand new green plastic trees.
Darn thing looks like it was made out of green pipe cleaners.
I'll throw in some rope and tie it to your car for you.
You got a deal.
Aw, fudge. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's what Ralphie does on the way home after they got the tree, right?
Yeah. Put the nuts in the hubcap, Ralphie. Oh,
fudge.
But I didn't say fudge.
Oh, you might knock that one out soon. Yes. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you again for a wonderful week and a wonderful last weekend in Las Vegas. Woo! We appreciate that. Stay tuned for TMOS 2020. You never know when we're going to make that announcement. Yeah, very excited.
We're bringing in Hugh Downs for that, right?
Yeah. Next up, fruitcake. Yeah. Make sure you look at your mailbox. We can't sell them anymore. I don't know what's going on. Let's enjoy them. What? All right. Thank you. We got to get out of here for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying goodbye.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
Thank God it's Friday.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
You're to club them and eat their bones.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!